Good afternoon, Augustus.
Good afternoon, Tay.
Now, how are the legislators responding to the president's address?
Well, as it has become characteristic of governance in Ghana now, when the president gives a State of the Nation address, the members of the majority obviously are all up in tears for the address that the president gives. And then the minority are skeptical about what the president said. And it was no different today. Members of the minority today were characteristically in black and red, and they said there was no hope in what the president said. Some actually said that what the president came was a long list of lamentations and promises, and that there was nothing substantial that the president had touched on, because realistically, when you go to the market, prices of fuel have gone up, and so things are, the prices of commodities are on the ascendancy. Also, there is a general sense of insecurity, and even when it comes to corruption, the president didn't really at the full root, and that all that the president said, that allegations against members of his government had come out to be false, was not to be taken as it is, because even with the recent cash, as it has been termed, the cash for speech saga, it came out that for them, their side of the analysis of the witnesses who came and all that, the report that they had was very different from what the committees of came out with. But members on the majority side were very, very upbeat about what the president said. And some of them were of the opinion that, I mean, governance takes a process, and it's not a one-year event. And so with the last year that the president kick-started his governance, he has been able to put in pragmatic measures, and most of the things that he had promised while a candidate have been fulfilled with a set free SHS, the stemming the tide of galamsey and a moratorium on mining in the country and all that. The president was taking actions towards and not just mere rhetoric. They felt that the president's delivery of the State of the Nation was straight to the point, and that he dealt with the issues, each sector of the economy and each sector of the country's governance was touched on in terms of security. And the president was so quick to admit where there were still room for improvement. And so they saw the State of the Nation as addressed as a realistic picture of where the country is and where the country would have to get to in the view of the president.
Well, Augustus, that means it was this for and against environment, as always.
For and against. Even the flag bearer of the CPP, whom I spoke to in the last election, the flag bearer in the last election I spoke to, Ivor Greenstein, was also quite skeptical about all that the president has said. And he particularly was passionate about security in the country, and that there seems to be a state of lawlessness in the country, especially when it comes to vigilante groups. And so he was saying that the president should be able to call members of his party who are known to be vigilante members to order, because it is their actions that also trigger the actions of others, because they feel that they can take the law into their hands.
Well, Augustus, we have to end it here for lack of time. Thank you very much. And you heard our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwe, reporting live from Parliament House.